Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Bereishis, Shalom, Shabbat in the beginning, Shabbat in principle, Shalom, Chavarim. Here for the first of the sabbatical studies here, for this first Shabbatical strong, Sabbath strong, here for the new year. Yes, I give ear. Here.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta, Kohulum Ayinasaya, Meskel Abdara, the Kokoboch Samayinas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yeah, in the season, reason for the season, tabernacles, finding of the true cross. Have you found? Are you standing on solid ground? Have you found the true cross in the innermost of the innocence? Yes, I. Rastafari. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Bereshit. Shalom. Shabbat in the beginning. Shalom. Shabbat in principle. Shalom. Shabbat in Chokmah. In the Hebrew wisdom. Hebrew Sophia and wisdom. In Wisma. Shalom.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Chaverim, Rastafari Chaverim. Yes, I, people. Yes, I and I, hope ones and ones taking that time to rest, you know, on the Shabbat, you know, in season, out of season, all the brothers and sisters, not neglecting the rest, you know, for the body and soul, for the healing. Hear. Shabbat Bereishis. Bereshith, in the beginning, in the principle, in wisdom, shalom here. We're at the first sabbatical study here in the new Shana, in the new year, right here, going to ride up. But first, this right here.
Praise from Manuel Isaac, T. Isaac, and Fire Isaac. Chief. But first, this. Give thanks and praises.
Always.
Sisters, greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah, because it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him. Heal him. Heal Jah, Almighty I. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amatai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jai Rastafari. Jai Rastafari. Rastafari. Jai. Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. We are conscious people. I hope you are listening, not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you are thinking. To them that have ears, let them hear. To them that have eyes, let them see. Then know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Lay them that hate Jah now. Scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah. Rastafari, Selassie. Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amatai. 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 King of kings, Lord of lords. Jah is Amatai, King of kings, Lord of lords. Jah is Amatai, the conquering lion of tribe of Judah. Jah is Amatai, the conquering lion of tribe of Judah. Jah is Amatai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amatai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amatai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari. Jah is Amatai. Heal Selassie, Rastafari.
Yes, give thanks and praises.
Yes, sir. Isis. Here for the first sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, number one, in the beginning. Here, Isis, as we begin, here, make I and I pray, chant, Isis, a prayer, Abatachin Hoy, O I and I, Father, Abba.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory. Forever and ever. Sila. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth. ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላእክት በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም ልሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማኅፀንሽ ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማረና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግስትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። በደላችንን ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስትህ ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም።
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. ግዕዝ አቡነ ዘበሰማያት ይትቀደስ ስምከ ትምጻእ መንግስትከ ወይኩን ፈቃድከ በከመ በሰማይ ከማሁ በምድር ሲሳየነ ዘለለ ዕለትነ ሀበነ ዮም ኅድግ ለነ አበሳነ ወጌጋየነ ከመ ንሕነኒ ንኅድግ ለዚ አበሰ ለነ እታቢአነ እግዚኦ ውስተ መንሱት አላ አድኀነነ ወባሌሃነ እምኩሉ እኩይ እስሜ ዚአከ ይእት መንግስት ኃይል ወስብሃት ለዓለም ዓለም አሜን። አምሃሪክ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግስትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ። በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር መስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን።
የእመቤታችን ጸሎት our mother prayer in Amharic and English. Immabete Mariam Hoy, O I Mother of God, Mother of the House, Mariam. Bamela'aku, Bakidus, Gabriel, by the greeting of peace of his angel, the Saint Gabriel. Salamta, Salam, Elishallahu. Greeting, peace, I say to you. Bahasabish Dingil Nesh. In your thought you are virgin, undefiled. Basigashim Dingil Nesh. In your flesh body you are virgin, undefiled. Ya Ashanafi Ya Igziabhir Innat Hoy. O I mother of the victorious Igziabhir, the mother of light. Lanch salamta yigabal. Greetings of peace is proper, worthy for you. Kasetoch hulu talayetesh anachi yetabarekish shina. You yourself are prospered who are separate from women. Yemahis anishim Fere, Iesus Christosim, Baruch Amlak No. The fruit of your womb, Iesus Christos, is prospered source. Tzegan Yetemedlash Hoy, Des Yibelish. O you who are full of grace, may you rejoice. Igziabhir, Kanch Gar Nawana, for Igziabhir, God, the sustainer of the firstborn, is with you yourself. Katawededo Lijish Kagetachin Kaiyesus Christos Zend. From your beloved child, son, from Iesus Christos. Yikirtan Mihiratin Leminyilin. Invoke, ask that he may forgive us and have mercy on us. Hatiatachinin Yastasariyilin Zend. Amen. So that he forgive us for our sin. Amen.
And hear the Our Father prayer, the Our Mother prayer. As Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach says, that wisdom is justified by all of her children. And here at the first sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong RSS number 1, Bereishis, in the beginning, as it's translated, or in the principle, in Reishis, in Chokmah, in Wisma, here, in She, He, created the heavens and the earth. Yes, I rise to far I hear the Our Mother prayer again.
Imma bete Mariam hoy, be melaku be kedusa Gabriel salamta salam il shalo, be asabish dinglnesh, be sgashim dinglnesh, yashnafi egziavihir anatoy. Lanch salamta yigabal. Kasetoch hulu teleitesh anchi yetabarakish neshna. Ye machit enishim frey yetabarake nau. Segan yetemalash hoy decibelish. Exiavihir kanch garnuina. Katewedo lijish kagetachin kaiesus Christos zen. Yikirtan leminyilin, chat yatachnin, yastasarlin, zen, amen. O I Lady Mariam, by the greeting of the angel, the Isla Gabriel,
salutations of peace, salamta, salam, salamta, shalom, I say to thee. In your mind, you are virgin, and in your flesh, your body, you are virgin. O Mother of God, the Victor, the victorious power, to you be salutation of peace, salamta, salam, shalom, is due. From amongst all women, the I are more distinguished, the I are separate from them. For you are blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. O you full of grace, may joy, happiness be to you. For the Lord Yahweh Egziaber is with you. Beseech, plead, beg on our I and I behalf, for I and I pardon, for I and I atonement and forgiveness with your beloved child, our Lord, Jesus Christos, so that our sin nature may be forgiven. Amen.
Amen, amen. So here with the Reishis, zooming in on the Hebrew Reishis. Reishis that in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it reads, wisdom, chokmah, is the principal thing, is the Reishis, as in the Reishis. Therefore, get wisdom, get chokmah, and with all thy getting, get understanding, get overstanding. Here in the Mishal, the Mashal of Shlomo, Mishalim, the Proverbs, Mishle Shlomo, here.
The key. Salmon Mal, Arsu, Befit,
these are also the Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Here, the Hebrew key to overstanding, understanding, getting a good understanding of this first words here in the creation, the iration, concerning the creation, concerning the role of she, concerning the role of Wisma, concerning the role of wisdom. Yes, I. Rastafari.
To face, oh, see,
charisma. Yes, I. Dennis Brown with wisdom. Can you hear some words of wisdom as they connect with Bereshit here? The first of the sabbatical studies here for this first Shabbat Strong here in the new year. Wisdom's role. What was wisdom's role at and in the creation, the iration? In other words, what was her role in the creation of Hailahim, of the power, the true God, he who be, we be? Here, some words of wisdom as well as the key to correctly interpreting, understanding, and understanding, overstanding the creation here from the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Bereshit, in the beginning, Bereshit, in the principal thing, in the principal, Bereshit. Here, words of wisdom from Mishlei Shlomo, from the Proverbs of Solomon. Here in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, a few words of wisdom right here, concerning wisdom's, Chokmah's role at and in the creation and in the iration of the blameless creator, the blameless irator. So here picking up with Proverbs chapter 8 at verse 22, where it reads here from the KJV, the Lord possess me, Yahweh Jehovah possess me, possess I, wisdom, she is testifying here, for I and I. Jehovah possess I in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Yahweh kanani reishit darko edem nif alayo. May Oz. This may be translated also as he who be, who he be. Jehovah made me as the beginning of his way. So here coming from the Hebrew, here in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, verse 22. Now it's interesting, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, the Alpha Omega of the Hebrew alphabet. He had the 22nd verse of Proverbs chapter 8. KJV, the King James Version, reads, the Lord, Jehovah, possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Here, Hebraically, Yahuwah, Kanani, Reshit, Darko, Kedem, Mif Alayo, Me'az. Jehovah made me, made I, Yahuwah, Kanani, as the beginning, the Reshit, Shema'uli, listen, Bereshit, in Reshit. Proverbs 4 and 7 tells us that wisdom, Chokmah, the Hebrew, Sophia, Wisma, she is the principal thing. Yahuwah, Kanani Reshit Darko. Now here, Wisma is testifying. Wisma is, in a sense, on the stand or stands up to testify to the Reshit by saying that Yahuwah, Kanani, Jehovah possess me, possess I, or Yahuwah, Jehovah made me, made I. Now the word kana, very interesting word in kanani, Yahuwah kanani, kanaani, kanaani, kana, acquired me, made me. It has a meaning Hebraically of creating, in other words, the olam ha-olamim, creating the universe, creating the universe. Here. Yahuwah kanani, reishit, Jehovah made me, made I, Wisma says, Chokmah says, as the beginning, the reishit, darko of his way, Adam, mif alayo me'az, the first of his works of old, or in the KJV before his works of old, before his works of old, the Kedem. Here we have the Kedem, as in Kedamawi, we have the Kedem. Kedem, Mif Alayo, some might say Mif Alav in modern Hebrew, but the ancient pointing, Kedem, Mif Alayo, Me'az. Let's go forward. Verse 23, what does Wisma say? I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earthly plane was. Hear Hebraically, me olam, niya sakati, me rosh, mi kademe aret. I was set up from the beginning. May olam. Now, olam, the world, also in translation, the forever idea, KJV says from everlasting, like from eternity. May olam. Nisakati. I was set up. I was set. May rosh. May from the beginning. Now here it has the male sense of the beginning or the head. Literally in the Hebrew, a rosh. The rosh in the Royal Amharic, we have it as a ras, the head. Me rosh. Mi kademe aret. From the head, from the beginning. So these two verses here, in Proverbs, words of wisdom, words of chokmah, words of the Hebrew Sophia, in order to understand the divine feminine in the beginning, as we have Bereshis, in the beginning, Barahi, in the singularity, Elohim, the power, or the powers, he who is the powers, Bereshis, in the Reishis, in Chokmah, in Wisma, in She, Bara, He, in the singularity, Elohim, the powers, the Reishis, Bara, Elohim, Et HaShemaim, Wa Et HaAret, created the heavens and the earth. So here, words of Wisma in Proverbs chapter 8, Jehovah made I as the beginning of his way, the first of his works of old. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, KJV reads it as, Jehovah possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. Verse 23, I was set up from the beginning. I was set up, Slika, I was set up from everlasting eternity, from the beginning. Now here we have Rosh. So Rosh is the male form of Reishis. Reishis is like saying the female head, right? Or in the Hebraic, the beginning, the principle. Now she says that she was set up from the Rosh, May Rosh, Mi Kademe, Aret, or ever the earth was. Let's go forward. So we're going from the KJV, the King James, the Hebrew, and the more Hebraic translation to get the words of wisdom right here. Verse 24, Wisdom says, when there was no deeps, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth, the earthly plain, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, the Shemaim, Wisma, she says, I was there. When he set a compass up on the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth. Wisma, she testifies. Verse 30, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delights were with the sons of men, the children of humanity. Now, therefore, hearken to me, hearken to I, Chokmah, Wisma, the Hebrew Sophia. Wisdom says, now, therefore, hearken to me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Verse 33, hear instruction. Wisma, she says, the mother says, because Robeinu, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua of Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, says to I and I that wisdom, she is justified by all her children. Now, therefore, hearken to me. Hearken to I, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth I, saith Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, saith Wisma, saith Wisdom. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. But he that sinneth, that ucketh up against me, against I, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me, that hate I, saith Chokmah, Hebrew Sophia, Wisma, Wisdom, love death. So here, this is the key right here. For the true interpretation, the true understanding, the true overstanding here of the creation, the iration, and here with the Rastafari sabbatical study, the Shabbatical study, Ahad, one, the first study here, B'Reishit, often translated, usually translated as in the beginning. But Shlomo HaMelech Negus Seliman gives us the key here in Mishlei Shlomo, both in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, as well as in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22, the 2-2. To verse 36. And interesting note, the Hebrew Ha'alef Beit, the alphabet, Alef Beit alphabet, has 22 letters, and there are 22 creations, 22 irations. Hebraically, Judaically, we discern 22 creations. And from reading some of the true manuscripts in the true church, in the professing church, the Church of His Majesty, the Church of He Who Have the Key of Great King David, the Church of Philadelphia, the true church in the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, is reading one of the manuscripts, and it was speaking on this very same subject. And we were pleasantly surprised to find it say that there are 22 creations. Can we know this from I and I root from the tribe of Judah, Yehuda? I and I, being a Judahite and an Israelite, Judaically studying, knowing that there's 22 creations and the testimony of the Israelites of Ethiopia and the faithful Ethiopians, 22. So the 2-2 is of some interest. Here, Liko Batalawa, words of wisdom.
knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh, yeah, now. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Yes, I open the 99 mouths in the parable, uttering dark sayings of old, dark sayings of the Kedem. Hear, hear, hear. Wisma, the wisdom of Solomon.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
And here for the first words here for Bereshit, and the Reshit. So when we say Bereshit, to say Reshit, because of the key that we have in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, is to say in Chokmah, in Wisma. So when one wants to ask, say, well, it says he, yes. But if you study, you will see she, yes, I, in Wisma, she stands, she takes a stand, and she testifies in Proverbs chapter 8, begin at verse 2-2. But here, first words right here.
Shavua Tov, Habarim, Shavua Tov. First words for the first of I&I sabbatical studies and I&I annual Rastafari sabbatical studies. And for this sabbatical strong, we have the first words from the first book, first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Genesis, the Sefer Bereshith, Bereshith. First words here for this RSS number one. Bereshith. Bara Elohim et ha Shemaim wa et ha aret. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. First words for the first of the sabbatical yeshiva studies, the sabbatical Torah portion, the reading and feeding, Sinai Manna. Bereshith, 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 Bara Elohim et ha Shemayim, wa et ha Aretz. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. First words here on the ear, in your ear, Bereshith, Bereshith. In the beginning.
And here, we're just looking for that, we're just looking for that document, as we said, that the testimony of the 22 creations, 22, the 2-2, the 22 letters of the Hebrew Ha'alef Beit, known as the alphabet. Here, we was able to recover and find exactly where the book is, so ones and ones can search it out for themselves. Here it's in the Ethiopic, the Ethiopian manuscript known as the Sine Fitret, the science, the science or the beauty, the science of creation, where it says right here, Haya Huletun Sine Fitret Fetre, 22, right, sciences of creation, or the science of creation, 22 creations, fetere, he created. So the document is known as the Sine Fitret. Some might translate it as the beauty of creation from the Ge'ez, but it also means the science. That word relates to science, the science of creation, and it breaks down the 22 creations on the days, right, on those 6 days, right here. Hopefully we have the time, the Iowa, to get into more of that. But it's just so very interesting because Hebraically, Judaically, right, there are the 22 creations. We know that Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, right, created 22, right, 22 creations. Here in this document it says, Haya Hulet, Tinefit Reta Yetabalu, Man Nacho, 22, Haya Hulet, Tinefit Ret, we could say creation, Yetabalu calls, they being called Man, like who, like what are they, right? Bilu, it says, Yehud Cement. We're going to get into this. Yehud, right? Yehud, the first day, right? Cement, right? It says 8, right? Cement. And Nezihim, these Aratu, right? These Aratu, it says the 4 Bahiryat, the 4 natures, Yetabalu, they are said as Isat, fire, wuha, water, nefasina, wind, and merate, and earth. Chelema, darkness. Chelema. Sabatu, samayat, the 7 heavens. Melaikt. The angels and Malaktina, Burhan, light and light. So here, asking the question, what are the 22 creations, like what are they called, right? Haya Hulet Sinefit Reti Tabalu, Man Nacho, Bilu, Ehud, of Ehud, of the first day, cement, eight, and Nezihim, and these, Aratu, the four, Bahiryat, the four natures, we could say the four natures, right, Bahiryat, Yetabalu, they are called Isat, fire, Wuha, water, Nefasina, wind, and Merate, earth, Telema, darkness, Sabatu, Samayat, the seven heavens, Melaiktena, Burhan, Nacho, the angels, and light, and illumination.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Inside the Garden of Eden, there are many beautiful flowers. Each of them has a different color, and each of them is a different species, but it does not compete. See? So music should never compete because it comes from the same divine mind.
Jah is my health and my strength. So who shall I fear? He's a shield upon my right and my left hand. So whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king. Jah is my light and my salvation, so whom shall I fear? He's my guide throughout this creation, so whom shall I be afraid? Jah is my king.
Tosh was murdered at his Kingston
home. Yes.
Spirit of the Hamla, Gelamawi, Grasmudari, Gelamawi,
Of course, yeah, Peter Tosh, as many of I and I, both nowadays and in ancient days, was martyred because of the truth. Yes, sir. Rastafari. Right up, right up.
Kings of kings, lords of lords, conquering lions of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, mighty God, ever living God, earth's rightful ruler. Let us be the man, walk it not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the ways of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, the Lord High. In his laws do I meditate day and night, therefore I must be like a tree and planted by the rivers of water, and bread for fruit in due season. I lack, also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no, they are like the travel to wind driveth away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment, now no sinner the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high, that he knoweth the ways of the righteous, and know that the ways of the weak out shall cramp and burn. But even light and earthquake, brimstone and fire, to kill cramp, and no break all the conception to my creation continually. To let thy righteousness cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The end from that I walk until this I walk. Beautiful eye, so high and so mighty.
Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord.
Cha, Rastafari. Here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 146. We're going to write up a midrash. It's going to lead us right to the grace period, and then we'll write up with today's, well, for this first sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong Bereshit. Here, midrash. Yes. Science of the spheres and jazz, you know, the dub is everything.
Here, today's daily psalm, here in the season, perfect, always sure, always faithful. Here we have Mizmor, off, mean, wow, off, mean, wow, in the ancient pointing, off, Neem, or somebody that says Neem, Kof Neem, wow, Kof Neem Vav, Kof Neem, wow, Psalm 146, Psalm CXLVI, it is a hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah song. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord while I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Happy is he whose help is the God of Jacob. So hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. For Psalm 146, hear. We have 146 verses 1 and 2 and verse 5. Verse 1 and 2 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nafshi eti Yehovah. Praise Jehovah, O my soul. Hallelujah. Hali nafshi, speaking to she, Hali nafshi, adiyawa, et yahuwa, praise Jehovah, oh nafshi, oh my soul, oh my psyche, behalalah yahuwa, behayai, I will praise, behalalah, 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 I will praise, I will live. Jehovah, Allah, Allah, Yahuwah, b'chayai, b'chayai, in chayai, in my life, in my liberty, the interpretive sense here, while I live, b'chayai, in my life, chay, chay, life, chayai, my life, b'chayai, in my life, in my liberty, Allah, Yahuwah, b'chayai. Izamera lelohai de odi. I will praise, sing Isaac, Izamera. I will chant, Zamar, Zamar, Mezmur, chant Isaac, Izamera lelohai de odi. While I have my being, I will praise, I will chant Isis to Elohai, Hailiyai, Lelohai, Izamra, Lelohai, Be'odi, 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 in my being, while I have, as with while I live, literally is Be'chayai, in my life, in my chai, Be'chayai, in my life. Here we have Be'odi, Be'odi, in my being, Be'odi. And here, the Hey verse, also here, 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 the Midrash, Midrash. The Hey verse, the fifth verse, Ashrei, She'el, She'el, Yaakov, Be'ezro, Be'ezro. Happy is he whose help, Ezro, whose Ezro, whose help is the God of Jacob. Ashrei, Ashrei, happy Ashrei, She'el, She'el, whose El, whose El, Ashrei She'el, Yaakov, Be'ezro. Happy is he, as we have in the first Mizmor of Dawid, Ashrei Ha'ish, often translated as blessed is the man, in the Hebrew is the sense of happy, happiness of the man, Ashrei, the happiness, She'el of El Yaakov, whose El, whose God is the God of Jacob, whose help is the God of Jacob. Ashrei She'el Yaakov Be'ezro. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 20 and 13, in Jeremiah 20:13, we have, sing to the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Shiru la Yahuwah, hallelujah ti Yahuwah, sing to Jehovah, shiru, sing your shiru la Yahuwah to Jehovah, hallelujah, praise, exalt, hallelujah, hallelujah ti Yahuwah, praise your Jehovah. Wherefore sing, why? Praise him. Because, as the verse goes on to say, he hath delivered the soul of the meek from the hand of evil doers. For he hath delivered the soul of the meek. Hear, hear, hear. Ki chitil. Ki chitil. Eta nefesha avyon. For he hath delivered the soul of the needy. Ki chitil. Et nefesha evyon miyad mirai, from the hand miyad, from the yad, the hand miyad miraim, from the hand of miraim, the hand of evil doers. When HaKadosh, the Holy One Baruch Hu, blessed be He, fell evildoers into Gehenna, Gehinnom, into Hebrew hell, into Gehenna, and delivers, now delivers the righteous, the king, the righteous will extol him and sing praises to him, because he does not abandon the meek. He does not abandon the Ebyon, the needy, the Ebyon, the needy, as we have it here, also translated as meek, also here, ki chitzil et nefesha Ebyon, for he hath delivered the soul of the needy, the soul of the Ebyon. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 66 and 2, but on this man will I look, even on him that is meek and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Ve'ilzeh abi il oni yahua nekei ruach. We hare ala devari, but on this man will I look. Vil ze abit, we il ze abit, but on this man will I look. Il on me, il on me, even on him that is poor. Il on me. Ua neke ruach, u neke ruach, u neke ruach, and of a contrite spirit, irid ruach, we chareid, and trembleth the chared, we chareid, and trembleth al devari, and trembleth at my word. Similarly, in the preceding mizmor, preceding psalm, chant, it is written, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy, downstroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Here in the previous psalm, Psalm 145, verses 20 to 21. Shomer Yahuwah et kol oherayo v'et kol harishayim yashmi tehilat Yahuwah yedaverti v'barek call Basar Shame Ad Show. Le Olam Wa Ad. Jehovah preserveth all them that love him. Shomer Yahuwah. Et call Ohebayo. Et call Ohebayo. Et call Ohebayo. All those that love him. We a call Harishaim Yashmi. But all the Rishaim, all the ratchet, the wicked, Yashmi, will he destroy, downstroy. Tehilat Yahuwah, Yedaber Pi, my mouth shall speak the praise, the Tehilat, the praise of Jehovah. Tehilat Yahuwah, Yedaber Pi. We are a call basar shink ad show le olam waed. And may all flesh bless his holy name. We barek. Call basar shink ad show. And may all flesh bless his holy name. We barek. Call basar shink ad show le olam waed. Forever. Le olam waed, and ever for ivor and ivor. So hear from the preceding psalm to this psalm right here. So similarly, the preceding psalm writes that Jehovah preserveth all those who love him, but all the wicked, the ratchet, will he destroy, downstroy. My mouth shall speak of the praise, the eyes is the praise of Jehovah. My mouth shall speak of the praise, the eyes is Tehillah Yahuwah Yidaber Pi. We Barek Kol Basar Shink Adishol Le'olam Wa'ed. And not I alone, not I or one or alone shall speak his praise, but it says all flesh will bless his holy, his set apart name forever and ever for ivor and ivor. Vivarek, some would say, or we barek, the ancient one, we barek, call basar shen kad show. Hence, here, it is said, I will praise, I will Isis, I will praise the Lord while I live, I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Ehala Yahuwah Behayai, Izamra Lelohaya Beodi, I will praise. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Bechayai, in my life, Bechayai, I will chant Isis Zamra, Lelohai, Tahaliyai, Le Elohai, Lelohai, Beodi, I will chant Isis to Elohai, Haliyai, while I have my being, Be'odi, in my being. As Shlomo, Solomon said, according to Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes 9 and 12, man also knoweth not his time. Keep calm, lo yeda'a. Ha Adam eta ito, for man also knoweth not his time, his aiwa. Ki gam lo yeda'a ha Adam eta ito, for Adam knoweth also, for Adam also, ki for gam also lo yeda'a, doesn't know doesn't yada yada lo yada ha Adam ha Adam, for Adam also knoweth not et eto eto et eto knoweth not his iwa, knoweth not his time. If a man does not praise, if a man does not praise, chant Isis, praise Ha'el, the true good, the true God, while he is alive, when can he praise him? Surely not when he is dead. For it is said, even in Psalm 115, verse 17, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Lo hameitim ye hallelujah with lo call your day doom, for the dead praise hallel not ya, the dead don't hallelujah. Lo hameitim ye hallelujah, lo no hameitim the dead ye hallelujah praising Allah. Elton, praise Isis in, yeah, hallelujah. The dead don't hallelujah. The Lord call your day a doom. Neither any that go down into silence with low and no. The Lord call your day, all that your day, all that descend doom into doom, into silence. And it is also written in the sixth psalm at the sixth verse, for in death there is no remembrance of thee, of the I. In the grave, who will give thee thanks? Ki ein b'maota yikareka bishol mia yodelak, for in death there is no remembrance of thee, of the I. Ki ein, ki ein, ba mawet, ba mawet, yikareka, yikareka. For in death there is no remembrance, zikareka, remembrance of the I male. Ki ein, ba mawet, yikareka, bishol, and in sheol. The anti-repatriation state in Sheol. Be Sheol. Me, your deadlock? Me, who? Your deadlock. Me, your deadlock. Who will give thee thanks? Your dead. Me, your deadlock. Who will give thee I thanks? Who then must praise thee? Who then must praise Isis the I? Psalm 115, verse 18, it reads, we, from this time forth, from this Iowa forward, and for Iva, will bless the Lord. We will bless he who be, we be. Wa nachnu nivarek ya. Wa nachnu Nivarek ya, why nahnu yibarek ya, but I and I will bless, nibarek ya, bless ja, why nahnu nibarek ya, may ata we ada olam, hallelujah, hallelujah. We, from this Iowa forth and for Iva, will bless Yah, will bless Jah. Wa nachnu nivarek Yah, me'ata wa'ada olam, hallelujah. That is, the living, he shall praise thee. According to Yeshayah, Yeshayahu, Isaiah 38 and 19. Chai, chai, hu, yodecha,
the living, he shall praise the eye. Chai, fu, yodecha, the living, chai, fu, he, himself, yodecha. He shall thank thee, male, the living, he shall praise thee. Chai, hu, yodeka, not they that are in the grave, can thank the eye. For as Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 read, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither, where thou goest. Ki ein ma'iseh v'cheshbon v'da'ata v'chokmah b'shol asher ata holek shama. For there is no ki ein. There is no ki ein. For there is no ma'iseh. There is no work. Ki ein ma'iseh v'cheshbon nor device. Wecheshbon, with da'at, nor knowledge, wechakmah, nor wisdom, bishol, in sheol, asher, atahulek, shama, whither, where thou goest, there, asher, atahulek, Shamma, there, hence it is said right here, I will praise Jehovah while I live. I will praise Jehovah in my life, in my liberty. Ehalelah Yahuwah b'chayai. V'chayai, in I high, I life, I liberty. I will sing praise, I'll chant praises to Elohai, Hailiyai, while I have my being, in my being. Izamra, Lelohai, be'odi. Oh, put not your trust in princes, nor in any son of man, for there is no help in them. Allah tiva techu, Allah tiv techu, be nedivi, be ben Adam, shein loa, teshuah, shein loa, teshuah. Put not your trust in princes. Al tia b'techu v'nidavim, or v'nidavim in the nidavim, the princes. Al tia b'techu v'nidavim, nor in the son of Adam. Bi ben Adam. Shein lau tishuah, in whom, in the son of Adam, in whom there is no help, in the son of Adam. Bi ben Adam, shein lau tishuah. A man has no right to put his trust in the works of his forbearers. Hear. For there is no help in them. We notice here within the translation, but the Hebrew right here says, in the son of Adam, Shein Lau Teshua. There is no Teshua. Not help, but Teshua, salvation. There is no saving Teshua. So a man has no right to put his trust in the works of his forebears. Yishmael has no right to say, Abraham is my father, I am part of him, and he will help me. Esau has no right to say, Yaakov, Jacob was righteous, and he will help me. By virtue of his works, I shall be redeemed. For the verse, even in Psalm 49 and 8, it reads, no man can by any means redeem his brother. Ach, lo fada yifde ish. No man can by any means redeem his brother. Ach, lo fada yifde ish. Nor give to Elohim a ransom for him. Lo yitain l'Elohim kafro, his atonement. Lo yitain l'Elohim kafro. No man can by any means redeem his brother. Ach, lo fada yifte ish, means that a man's ach, his man's brother, Wendim, cannot redeem him. If a man does no good in this world, he has no right to put his trust in the works of his forebears. If a man does no good in this world, he has no right to put his trust in the works of his forebears. Hence, here it is said, oh, put not your trust in princes, nor in any son of man, for there is no help, there's no teshua, there's no teshua, there's no salvation in him. Alativit dehu. Ativ Tehu Via Nidavin Vivain Adam Shain Lo Teshua Shain Lo Teshua. In what, therefore, Silizi, in what should you put your trust? In your own wise labors. For it is said even in Mishle Shlomo and the Mashal, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 9 and 12, it reads, if thou art wise for thyself. Im hakamta lak, if the eye are wise. Im hakamta, thou the eye art wise for thyself. Hakamta lak. Likewise, scripture says in Proverbs 16:26, he that laboreth for himself. Nefesh amel, amla lau, the hunger of the laboring man laboreth for him. Amel, amla lau, he that laboreth for himself. In the Eit haba, the zaman haba, in the time that I were to come, no man will eat because of his forefathers' labor, but each and every man will eat because of his own labor. For it is said, even in Kohelet and Ecclesiastes 6 and 7, all the labor of man is for his mouth. Paul Emal ha'adam lefihu, all the labor of man is for his mouth. Kol emal ha'adam lefihu, all the labor of man is for his mouth. It is also written, in Kohelet and Ecclesiastes, in the preacher, Ecclesiastes 3 and 22, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is
his portion. Wherefore I perceived that there is nothing better. There's nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works. For that is his. That is his portion. Hear, Kohelet, Ecclesiastes. Viraiti. And I saw, Viraiti. And I saw, Ki ein tova me asher yismach ha'adam be ma'esayo ki hu chelko, for that is his portion. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better. Viraiti ki ein to, for nothing good ki ein to. Viraiti, and I saw, perceive, seen. Viraiti ki ein to, I perceive that there was nothing good, nothing better. Me asher yismach, than that a man should rejoice. Me'asher, yismach, sameach, yismach, ha'adam, that a man should rejoice, b'ma'esayo, in his works, b'ma'esayo, for it, chelko, for it is his portion, ki hu chelko, that a man has no portion in anything other than his own walks, than his own works. That is to say, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better, nothing good, than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion, ki hu chelko. That is, a man has no chelek, portion in anything other than his own works. As scripture says, even in Psalm 128, Hebraically, the second verse, the Beit verse, blessed is everyone that feareth, that reverenceth, that respecteth the Lord, that walketh, that trotteth in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou the eye be, and it shall be well with thee, it shall be well with the eye. Mizmor Kof Kaf Chet Shir Hama'elot, a song of ascents, Hama'elot, of going up, ascension song. Shir Hama'elot, song of degrees. Ashrei Kol Yirei Yahuwah, Ashrei, happy, the attitude is everyone that respecteth Jehovah. Ashrei Kol Yirei Yahuwah, Haholeika Bia derakayo, that walketh, haholek, that trotteth, that walketh it out. Haholek, bia derakayo, that walketh, that trotteth in derakayo, in his ways. Yegia kapeka kia tokel, ashareka witoblak. When thou eatest the labor of thy hands, yigia, kapeka, of your palms, of your hands, kapeka, of the eye, male hands, ki tokel, when you eat, tokel, ki tokel, ashareka, wit of lak, ashareka. Happy the eye, beatitude the eye, Ashereka, with Oblak, and it shall be well with the eye, with Oblak. It shall be well with the eye, hence it is said, even here, 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 in today's daily psalm, in Mizmor, Mizmor, Kof, Kof, Mim, Wow, Kof, Mim, Vav, Kof, Mim, Wow, put not, oh, put not your trust in princes, put not your trust in princes, Al, Tiye, Bittechu, Bittechu, Alati bittechu bi nidabim in the nidabim vi nidabim and princes and divine nidabim and princes. Oh, put not your trust in princes. Alati bittechu bi nidabim, nor in any son of Adam. Bi ben Adam, nor in the son. Bi ben Adam, bi ben Adam, bi ben Adam. Shein lau tishua, in whom there is no help, in whom there is no salvation. Tishua, tishua, shein lau, and not for him. Tishua, salvation, human aid often, men and people aid often prove to be a broken reed. The son of Adam, Biben Adam, Shein Laua, Tishua. For when the breath of man goeth forth, he shall turn again to his earth, and then all his thoughts perish. Hear, hear, hear the Dalet, he breaks the Dalet verse, the fourth verse. Teiseya Rucho Yashuv Le Adamato Bayom Hauchu Avdu Esha Tonotayo Esh Tonotayo. In that very day his thoughts perish. By what mashav, what parable may this verse be interpreted? Matargum, Targum. By the mashav, the parable, the proverb, the parable of a water skin. When it is blown full of air and is standing upright, he who sees it from afar is afraid of it, wondering what kind of thing it is. But what happens? As he comes near it, he sees that it is only a water skin. And when he touches it and it falls down and the ear that filled it escapes, the man says, was I afraid of this? There was nothing to it except the ear that made it stand upright. Even so does HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, say, all flesh is nothing, all flesh is no thing, nothing, no thing. As it is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 40 and 6, where it reads, all flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. Kol habasar chatzir. Ukola chasto kutzitza hasade. All flesh is grass. Kol habasar chatzir. All flesh, kol habasar is grass. Chatzir, chatzir. And all the goodliness thereof, ukola chasto. And all the mercy, the chasdo, the loving kindness, chasdo, v'kol, v'kol lachasdo, v'kol lachasdo, and all the goodliness, the loving kindness, chasdo, of it, k'tzitza hasadeh, as the tzitz, the flower, k'tzitza hasadeh, the tzitz of the sadeh, of the field, as the flower as the flower of the field. Likewise, scripture says, even in Eob in Job 25 and 6, how much less man that is a worm, and the son of man that is a maggot. And Job says in Job 25 and 6, how much less man that is a worm, and the son of man that is a maggot. Man stands upright only because he has breath. Man stands upright only because he has breath. As soon as his breath escapes, he becomes dust. As scripture says, even here, in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Main. Wow. Psalm 146 here, Hebraically in the Dalet, the fourth verse. When the breath of man goeth forth, he returneth to his dust. Teisei Rucho Yashub Le Adamato. Teisei Ruach. When the Ruach, when the iris, the spirit, Teisei Exodus, goes forth, when she goes forth, Yashub, Yashub, returneth, he returneth, Yashub, Le Admato, to his Adama, to his earth, to his ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, spoke thus, like this. I created this being, but it is he who stands and boasts. Wicked Sennacherib came, and he boasted and reviled and blasphemed. But as soon as his breath escaped, his thoughts perished. So it was with Pharaoh, and so it was with Haman, and so it is with all the wicked, the ratchet men in the world, the ratchet men and people, the Rishaim in the world that revile and blaspheme. They are only breath, and when their breath escapes, their thoughts perish. Do you desire an intercessor who will stand by you forever, for ever? Then trust him always, and you will stand upright. As it is said, even here, in Mizmor Kof Meim, wow, Psalm 146, at the Hay, the fifth verse. Happy is he that hath the El of Ya'ikov, the El, the Hayel of Ya'ikov, for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Ashrei She'el Ya'ikov Be'ezro Sivro Oli Yahuwah Elohayo, whose hope Sivro Oli Yahuwah in Jehovah Elohayo, his Elohim Elohayo. Oh, that you knew in whom you ought to put your trust, in him who made Shemaim, the heavens, and Aretz, Ha'aretz, the earthly plain. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim says, ever since I stretched out Ha'Shemaim, the heavens, and spread forth Ha'aretz, the earth, the earthly plain, have they budged from their places? Have they? Have they budged from their places? So too, he who puts his trust in me, so too he who puts his confidence, his confidence in I, his reward shall never cease, never ever cease. Hence it is said, even right here, Ashrei She'el Ya'ikov Be'ezro Sivro Ali Yahuwah Elohayo. Happy, beatitude, is he that have the El of Yaakov for Ezro, for his help, whose hope, Sivro, Ali Yehovah, is in Jehovah El Hayo, his Elohim. And what does scripture at once go on to say? Even in the wow, in the vav, the wow verse, here in the sixth verse, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is? Who made? Oseh Shemaim wa'aretz Eta Hayama Weila Kol Asher Bam. Who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is? Oseh Shemaim wa'aretz Eta Hayama Weita Kol Asher Bam. What is taught by all that in them is? What is taught by the Et Kol Asher Bam? We Et Kol Asher Bam. What is taught by all that in them is? Y'all are taught that over against every creature, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, has on earth, on the earthly plane, he has its like. He has his like, its like in the sea. He has its like in the sea for every, over against every creature that Elohim has on earth, he has its like in the sea. Hence, here, it is said, who made? He who be, who he be, Elohayo, Elohai, Hailiyai, who made Shemaim wa'aretz, Shemaim wa'aretz, va'aretz, who made heaven and earth, the sea, et hayam, the sea, and all that in them is. Ve'et kol asher bam. From the fact that the scripture says all kol in them bam, the commentator concludes that each earthly creature has its counterpart in the sea. From the fact that scripture here, Mizmor of Mem Wow, it says called all in the phrase Ve'et Kol Asher Bam, Ve'et Kol Asher Bam, because scripture says all call, and it says in them Bam. The commentator here on the Midrash concludes that each earthly creature has its counterpart in Hayam, in the Yam, because of Ve'et Kol Asher Bam, the counterpart is in Hayam. Thank you.
Yes, 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 hear, hear, hear. Psalm 146, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, here in the season, the time, here's the first Shabbat in the new Shana for I and I. First Shabbat, Shabbat Bereshit, translated as in the beginning, more correctly, in wisma, in wisdom, Bereshit, in the principle. Here, 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 going to ride up, ride up, ride up. So here, for those listening to the live stream, have like 90 seconds, you know, to call in right now, right here, to hear live on the air. 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. And here, looking forward to the Sunday service, the first day service, here once again, from the document, the ancient Ethiopian document of the Israelites of Ethiopia and the faithful Ethiopians, we have the Sine Fitret, the science of creation, the 22 creations. Interesting where it says here on the Ehud, 60 seconds, y'all, here on the Ehud, first day, Hayahulet Sine Fitret Yetabalu Man Manacho. 22 creations, like, what are they called? What are the 22 creations called? Yeah, Ehud, of Ehud, the first day, Ehud, from the Ahad or Ahad, from the first day, Sunday, called, they call it in the West, Sunday is the first day, Ehud, the first day, Yehud cement. There are eight creations in the Zihim, and these are Aratu Bahiryat, Aratu, the four natures, Yetabalu, that are called Isat, fire, Wuha, water, Nefasina, wind, and Merit, and earth, and Chelema, darkness. Sabatu Samayat, the seven heavens, thus hebraically referred to as the Shemayi. Melaiktina, Melaikt, the angels. Inna and Melaiktina. Burhan, light, illumination, nacho. So here this document goes through the 22 creations. And Hebraically, Judaically, we also know this from the teachings, from the ancient teachings, another proof positive to the testimony, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael. So here, 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 going to ride up right here, right now, with Bereshit, a.k.a. Genesis. Now, linguistics is very important. I'm going to go more into this this pseudo thing called paleo. Yeah, we got to call it out, pseudo thing called paleo, because the word says, cursed be he that doeth the work of Jehovah deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. You know, we know that some ones are striving, and that is good, but there's some overzealous ones amongst I and I brothers and sisters, overzealous rosters, that don't even know or have not applied themselves to the basic fidel. The Aleph Beit, right? The seven vowel sounds, and eating off of many different plates and causing confusions. And what's going to happen is that ones and ones, right, are going to set themselves up to contradict the Ethiopian, the ancient manuscripts of the true church and the professing church, and Kedemawi Haile Selassie, the Lasan and Negus and Neges, the language of the King of Kings. There are not just two or three sounds in the Hebrew. Let's just point this out right here. There's not just two or three. Every sound is not an ah sound. Yes, an alphabet. In the alphabet, there is the basic, the ah, ba, ga, da, so forth and so on. That's how we teach children. That's how we learn when we become as a child, learning the basic sounds like the A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But we don't say the words like that when they are put together, you know, the letters when they're put together as a word. So we have to understand and understand and come to a basic foundation. That's why Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, our rabbi, yes, he's our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, and our Black Lord and Savior Yeshua HaNotri, Yenazaretu Yesus, Jesus of Nazareth. He says that wisdom, chokmah, The Hebrew Sophia, Bamarinya Tibeb, is justified by all of her children. Why Robenu says, unless you become as a child again, in other words, we have to learn these things as children to grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings, Christ. So here, I'm going to go forward. You know, I and I not want to be cussed because we want to, you know, really call out certain things. We're going to have to call out certain things. Because even in the old Roots tunes, 20, 40 years ago, Natty Dread Lundy Amharic, the basic Amharic in the key of the Amharic, as Dr. Malaku Emmanuel Bayan so stated, is that once we learn even just the basic fidels and just discipline ourselves, the basic sounds, it opens us up to so many linguistics. Yes, I. So here.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this blaspheme to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear. Would not hear.
Original sin that ignorance. Original sin was ignorance. They ignore that one command. It was ignorance. And here in Bereshit and his Torah reading and feeding on a ride up with that. So also what LOJ Society, I and I Ras, Iodonis Safar has revealed is the divine feminine in the beginning, even in the very first word of the very first verse of the scripture, Bereshit. Reishis is the female or the feminine of head. Just bringing it down to the basic word, we have Rosh. Rosh is head, corresponding to the Reis. The Reis. In the good is we say head as Reis. In Amharic we say Ras. In the Hebrew we say Rosh. Different dialects, different speakers, but the basic sense is one and the same. So here, Bereshit, in the Reishis, Shlomo HaMelech, Negus, Solomon, that wisdom that Adonai, Rastafari gave to Shlomo, Solomon, he reveals to us in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, that wisdom is the principal thing. Well, that's according to the KJV. According to the KJV translation, it says that wisdom is the principal thing. According to the Hebrew, it says that wisdom, chokmah, is the reishis, and that's the key right there. That's the key right there, because if we go further in Proverbs chapter 8, beginning at the 22nd verse, she testifies to being that Reishis, that Jehovah made her the Reishis. So in wisdom, in his wisdom, in his chokmah, Hebrew Sophia, Ethiopic Tibeb, in wisdom, bara, the Reishis, bara. So even though Elohim, in some cases, can be translated literally, it's a plural, powers, right? Powers. But whenever it is written or said of he who be who he be, it's always in the singularity. So therefore, for other people's Elohims, they're schizophrenic, you know, they're powers or gods. Well, what really happened in the beginning was that, or after the beginning, rather after the beginning, that's why he who be we be says that before him there was no Elohim and after him there's no Elohim. He's the true Elohim, Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Shalush, Ha Kadosh, Kedush Selassie. What happened is that men and people started to see the different powers. Like, we just went through the Sine Fitret concerning the 22 creations. What are the 22 creations? Isad, fire, Wuha, water, Nefasina, Meret, wind and earth, Telema, darkness, Sabatu Samayat, the seven heavens, Melakhtana, Burhan, Nacho. angels or angels, messengers, and light. So as people fell more and more off after the fall, you know, as one fell more and more off, they started to look at these different natures to be separate powers. So one says, well, my power is the real power is fire, right? And next one said water, right? And began to think of the Elohim in schizophrenic ways. But as we look at the Hebrew, what's clear from the Hebrew, Bereshit in Wisma. That's why Wisma is the principal thing. That's why Yeshua HaMoshiach, not only in teaching us how to pray as John taught the disciples, Abinu Sheba Shemayim, our Father who art in the heavens, Abuna Zebe Semayat. But he also said that wisdom is justified by all of her children. I've heard many ones and ones say, they say, well, where is the woman in the Trinity? Where is the female in the Trinity? The Trinity, he who be who he be, and she created the heavens and the earth. This is what we learn here at the very first sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong in the beginning of the book, the first book of Moshe. Bereshit, in wisdom, bara, he, in the singularity, Elohim, the powers, created et hashamayim, the heavens, were et haaret, and the earth and the earthly plane. And here wisdom testified. Right here, before we ride up, let's just bring this over here, get our sword. Our sword not going to hold back, you know, not going to do the work deceitfully, not going to hold back the sword from blood. What it means is that when you really start to speak this word, you may not want to, like, you know, reprove one, you know, because they might feel bad. But it's better they feel bad for a moment and repent and come to the right way, right? The right road, Jahweh, truth and life. Here we have Proverbs chapter 8, because it's important to just ground right here so that the rest of the word sound right here can hopefully begin to make sense, right, according to his way. Here, according to His Majesty's glory, His Majesty, Kedemawe Haile Selassie, first and foremost, it's I and I, self-professed Rastafari, Rastafari. It's like the whole thing about the Hebrew, Paleo-Hebrew thing, this latter-day fraud and everything. Yes, it's old script. It's an old way of writing. You know, we have different fonts, you know, like on your computer. On your computer, aren't there different fonts? You can write something in English, and you can choose probably thousands of different English-like fonts. They all look different. Now, so somebody came along and said, well, Times Roman is the original one, not Helvetica, not Arial or Arial. You know, you would say, this is crazy, you know, because Old English, they wrote, you know, that old Gothic font. Some say, well, that's the original letters, the way the letters. But basically, it's saying the same thing. See, wisdom is the principal saying. Here in Proverbs, this point too. I and I as Rastafari and the elders, ones who were saying, Nati Dread, learn them Harik, and were seeking to learn it, but didn't have the means and the resources necessarily in their time and their season. Seeing with the elders, you know, Rastafari, the righteous patriarchs and matriarchs, but zooming in on the patriarchs to whom more is given, more is required, didn't have the opportunity as we have to learn and to study and to even grow to higher heights. We say in grace, you say Farai. Farai. You recall telling certain ones and ones that actually when we say Farai in the Royal Amharic, it would be more pronounced as Fari. Fari means one who is afraid or one who is reverent. That applies to I and I and we, Yami Farutulu, all those who reverence or respect him. He is Teferi, enunciating in the Ethiopic point, Teferi. Yes, I and I say Tefari, because over here in the Western Gentile languages is how it has come down to us. If you look at some of the old books, right, the linguistic books, right, concerning the Royal Amharic, when they would have Tefari and they have the diacritical phonetical markers, over the A, they will have two dots. Now, those two dots, of course, it's the Europeans, namely, who are translating like that, but still they're using a science. Right, a science, right? Because even when they learn other people's languages and speak it more or less correctly, the people acknowledge this is the way it is. So therefore, there's something true to even that science. Tafari, the A would have two diacritical dots above it. That sort of A is pronounced as eh. There are seven tones, seven sonants, seven vowels. Not in this pseudo-paleo rhetoric that's going around and even confusing some Lion-Eye Rastafari people or self-professed Rastafari people as though there's only one, you know, sound, and that's an ah sound. Because when we go to the Aleph Beit, the alphabet, the baby Hebrew, the basic Hebrew, right, we go Abba, Gah. Yes, that's the basic. Because when we look at the Ethiopic, the seven, like the seven lights, for example, one light going through, passing through a prism, which is like a Trinity-like, you know, it divides the one light into seven bands, everything from radio waves at the ground level, the red waves, to so-called cosmic waves, so-called like that fuchsia sort of color, or as some of the Ethiopians call it, wine bewuha, wuha bewine, water and wine. Like water and wine, if you put some water in wine, though it's a deep kind of a deep red, purplish color, it lightens up to a very light color. Right, so when that one light passes through the prism, right, a Trinity-like, right, a three-dimensional, right, as the true light passing through the Trinity, as it were, the power of the Trinity, it divides or it refracts into seven bands. So there are seven tones, seven sonants, properly pronounced e, u, e, a, a, e. Oh, the middle tone is the ah tone. Thus, when we teach the youth, the children, and when we learn being as a child, we pronounce it all with an ah tone, a basic tone, so that a youth, one just come, can get a basic standing. So we have the eh, oo, e, ah, a, e, o. Another point to be made right here, it was not the Khazarelis or the European Jews who introduced the nikudot, the pointing, into the Hebrew, right? The Ibrit, or more correctly, the Yehudit, but we'll touch on that next. It was not the European Jews who first introduced them, and the pointing did not first come in the AD time. Just point that out. How do we know this? Well, we have Ethiopic documents, right, of Ethiopian scholars based on old ancient Israelites of Ethiopia documents that prove it was during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. Go look up Ezra and Nehemiah and do the basic groundwork on Ezra and Nehemiah, where these pointings were put in, right, because the Hebrew, right, was a, I'm not going to say secret language, but what was the scripture written was written basic. So those who know, when they looked at the unpointed Hebrew, would know what it means, you know, what the proper sounds are, and which of the seven sonants, you know, how to bend the light, as it were, correctly, right? So the e, u, e, r, a, e, o, we have this Ethiopically. We have this in the G'ez, in the Ethiopic. We also have it in the Royal Amharic. We have it in the Fidel. The middle tone is the ah tone, is the ah tone. Another point. It's another point right here. I'm going to take a sample name. There's a name, Alemayahu. Alemayahu. Alem, world, Ayahu. I saw, I see. I've seen the world. Like, I'm going to say, I've seen everything. I've seen the world. So there's an Ethiopian name, Alemayahu. All right, now if we just pronounce it as we did, slowly, Alemayahu, Alemayahu. Now when we say it at a more natural speaking pace, you know, we say Alemayo, Alemayo, Alemayo. So when we sound it out slowly, Alemayahu, When we say it at a usual pace of speaking, Alamayo, Alamayo. It's like Eliyahu, Eliyahu, like the name Elijah. Just pointing that out, there's a difference from when we go slow, right, to just pronounce each and every letter, sound, syllable, and then when we say it at a usual pace. Just a point right there, but here, because this is important. Since we're beginning off here at the beginning, Bereishis, and since we're zooming in on the wisma, the divine feminine principle, let's let wisdom testify to I and I and we. So here in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, it says the Lord, or Lord is the Western Gentile tetragrammaton, the Hebrew tetragrammaton, be YHWH, Yahuwah, right, Jehovah, possess me in the beginning of his way before his works of old. Verse 23, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. Verse 24, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water. Now, when I usually read this, the italicized parts, I'll read in the second voice because the italicized part's not really there, but just so that ones can, you know, more or less have a sense of it. If we read verse 24, the way it's written, or the way it should be read, rather, when no depths I was brought forth, when no fountains abounding with water. But the translators, and not to blame the translators here, when you translate from one language to the next, you have to make certain adjustments so that speakers, you know, hearers who are not familiar with the language can get a basic sense. So here it's written, when there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no fountains abounding with water. But in the Hebrew, the there were is not there. It would read, when no depths, no deeps. It said the spirit of Hailahim was upon the face of the deeps, or the waters and the deeps, right? The deeps, the depths. So Chokmah is saying that when no depths, no deeps, I was brought forth. Now it's interesting, the whole idea of being brought forth. Remember also where the item hear it at least one of the first time, because he who be, who he be, his divine majesty has been showing I and I, the Chabarim and Iras, I adonis these things, and I share them. I share them with my brethren and my sistren to grow in grace and in that knowledge of the King of Kings, the King of Kings Christ. Brought forth. Notice you don't say he made me. Wisdom, it doesn't appear was created. Just as we say in the true creed of the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, the church of Philadelphia, the church of his majesty, the true church in the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo church. Right? Brought forth, we say that Yeshua, we say the Son, was born but not created. The Son was born but not created. Wisdom, she says right here that she was brought forth. Now, getting into that Hebrew word for brought forth, it connects with the what's known as sacred geometry. It connects with the golden mean ratio. It connects with the pi and the phi. Because the word chil, or chul, in some enunciation, chul or chil means to like twist or to turn. Really, it means to spin. It means to spiral. So we can say that in this wisma, according to both Bereishis chapter 1, verse 1, and according to wisdom, her own testimony, she says right here, when there was no depths, there was no deeps, she was brought forth. She says, I was brought forth when there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forward, while as yet he had not made the earth. While as yet he did not do what? He did not make the earth. What do we have in the beginning? In the beginning, Hailahim, the power, created the heavens and the earth. So that means that her beginning, so to speak, was primordial before, right, before even what we have here in Bereshit. And she goes on to testify, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth, was she brought forth. So the sacred geometry model, the golden mean concerning the spiral, is the fingerprint of Ha Elohim, Ha Lahayim, Chai Lahim, the true good, the true God. Brought forth, getting us that word, brought forth. What does it mean, Chabarim? While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the field, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens. So in the beginning, Chai Lahim created the heavens and the earth. Here, Wisma says, when she says, the divine, here we have the divine double helix. She says concerning he, when he prepared the Shemayim, the Sabbatu Samayat, the seven heavens. She says, I was there when he set a compass up on the face of the deep. When he established the clouds above, when he stretched the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up. Italicization says with him, but she says as one brought up. And I was daily delight, his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. Very interesting here in the season with the seven of the seven appointments of Sukkot with tabernacles, right? At the end of the year, beginning off here at the beginning, the Aleph, the Tau, the Alpha Omega, so to speak, we have the theme of rejoicing. In the tabernacle, dwelling, indwelling, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The principle of the Tawahido. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. It's very interesting that there is a liturgy, a kedase, in the true church, in the professing church, the church of he who had the key of great King David, the true church of Kedemawi Haile Selassie. We have this here, is found in the prayer. It's called the prayer of the fraction. We like to call it the prayer of the fractal, according to sacred geometry. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delight with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken to me, to I, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Which means conversely, vis-a-vis is curse. Cuss is those that don't keep her ways, because he brought her forth. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, heareth I, heareth Chokmah, heareth Wisdom, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth I, findeth life, liberty, life, and shall obtain favor of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Last verse here in chapter 8. But he that sinneth, that ucketh up, that misseth the mark, that misses this, that misses the connection, right, of Chokmah, of the Hebrew Sophia, of Wisdom. But he that sinneth, which is the sense of sinneth means like to miss the mark, forfeit, lack, he who lack against me, he who forfeit against I, he who uck up against I, he who miss the mark against I, against Wisdom, wrongeth his own soul. It's interesting here the word soul. Soul also in the Afro-Semitic, the Hamido-Semitic, in the Royal Amharic, and Hebrew, both of them are Afro-Semitic languages, even in the G'ez, which is more of a pure Semitic language, while Hebrew and Amharic is Afro-Kamo Hamito-Semitic. In other words, it reflects key words from those two particular groups, so two particular peoples. Remember, Noah had his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So the Shem and the Ham connection, we find that in the Royal Amharic. We find that also in the Biblical Hebrew. But as far as the Gutas, the Ethiopic, it is more Shem. Shem, blessed be Yahuwah, Ha'ilahim of Shem. So the soul is feminine. The soul, too, is feminine. And it's important that we see this because then we can really see the true DNA, so to speak, the Hebrew DNA of the creation, the iration. She concludes here to say, all they that hate me, that hate I, to hate Hokmah, to hate Wisma, is to love death. And here, not to end on that note right here for right now, let's just open our mouth in a parable, uttering dark sayings, right, from old, from the Kedem, from the ancient times. They should really call it, you know, the Kedem Hebrew. But anyway, chapter 9, the praise, the Isaiah of Wisma is continued. Just right here, this first verse, Wisma, Chokmah, the Hebrew Sophia, Bamarindia and Amharic Tibbeb, has builded her house. She's builded her Beitaha. She's builded her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. Before getting to the seven tones, let's begin off with the basic. The ah tone is the middle tone. Remember, eh, ooh, eh, ooh, e, ah, a, e, o, here, here, here.
Slafia,
Shafara,
Shafara,
Abba, Gada,
Awa,
Zacha,
Taya,
Kaya,
Mana,
Sai,
Fatala,
Wara,
Shata,
Ha,
Ha,
Ha.
Abagada
Awazacha
Taya
Kaya
Mana
Sai
Fatala
Warasha
Ta
Ha
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 From the Ha Aleph, from the Aleph, Ha Aleph to the Ha Tau. Hatau, some say modern Hebrew, Hatava, the ancient Hebrew, Hatawa. And Ethiopically, it's also known as Tau or the Taue, the Hebrew Alpha and Omega.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Here, let me say the full of full for the Sunday service right here, going into the full of full due to the time that we have here on the air and the iron. But here, keeping with that theme, let's just open with the Baraka here for the Torah reading and feeding. What is said?
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam Vayeh. Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim Benutan lanu et torato Baruch ata Yahweh Notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So here from creation, iration, also another interesting point to be made from the glory of His Majesty, or His Majesty speak. For my part, I glory in the Bible, in the scripts, right? So here, another important point is that man, humanity to say, right, male and female, but man was not emanated. I said at the fireplace, and the heat emanated from the fire. That's what emanation means. I turned on the light, right, and the waves emanated from the bulb. No. Man was created in the image and after likeness. This is why the true called chosen faithful Rastaman, I fend or defend Iration, the creation. So here, from creation, the basic read of the Torah reading from Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. Here, Don Carlos Dub, accompaniment.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Holy Bible, the King James Version, the first book of Moses, called Genesis, chapter 1. The Holy Bible, the King James Version, the first book of Moses, called Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. It was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. It was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. There is Delium, the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken.
for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins, and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. And he built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives, the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naomi. Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice. Ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech. For I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God said, She hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Chapter 4.
Oh.
chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years, and begat Cainan. And Enos lived after he begat Cainan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Cainan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. And Cainan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Cainan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord had cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Thank you.
Here, Sunday service, first day. Yes, sir. Blessed be.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Sunday service, forward first day service, right here, more the full of four of this first Torah reading and feeding. Bereishis, in principle, in wisma, Chaylehem, the power created the heavens and the earth. Stay tuned. Sunday service beginning right now.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Now therefore hearken to me, to I, saith Chokmah, Wisma, O y'all children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Yes, sir. Sunday, first day service beginning right now. Melkam Hud, Shavua Tov.